At a formal meal, have you ever wondered which glass of water was yours? Or whether you should say something if someone has a piece of food stuck in his or her teeth? With Minding Your Manners, a podcast hosted by certified etiquette trainer and author Sharon Hill, you will no longer have to question yourself.
Thank you for tuning in. Today's topic focuses on email etiquette. Think about it. Is it fair to be judged by your written words? Like it or not, no matter how much you focus on professionalism in the presence of others, your email etiquette can damage your professional image if not handled properly. Think about emails you receive that irk you. It says something about the sender, doesn't it? Does the email reflect professional style? Does it get to the point, or does it ramble? Does it reflect respect for the receiver? More importantly, can you get in legal trouble for innocent emails? Here are my top 5 email etiquette rules. 1. Be concise and to the point. Do not make an email longer than it needs to be. Remember that reading an email is harder than reading printed communications, and a long email can be very discouraging to read. 2. An email reply must answer all questions and preempt further questions. If you do not answer all the questions in the original email, you may receive further emails regarding the unanswered questions, which may not only waste your time and your reader's time, but also cause considerable frustration. Moreover, if you are able to preempt relevant questions, your reader will be grateful and impressed with your efficient and thoughtful reader service. Imagine, for instance, that a person sends you an email asking when you are available for lunch. Instead of just listing one date, you can guess that their next question will be if there are any other dates. You should therefore include more than one date and a specific time. Readers will definitely appreciate this. 3. Use proper spelling, grammar, and punctuation. This is not only important because improper spelling, grammar, and punctuation give a bad impression of your company, it is also important for conveying the message properly. Emails with no full stops or commas are difficult to read and can sometimes even change the meaning of the text. And if your program has spell checking option, why not use it? 4. Do not overuse the urgent priority option. We all know the story of the boy who cried wolf. If you overuse the high priority option, you will lose its function when you really need it. Moreover, even if a mail has high priority, your message will come across as slightly aggressive if you flag it as high priority. 5. Do not write in capitals. If you write in capital letters, it seems as if you are shouting. This can be highly annoying and might trigger an unwanted response in the form of a flame mail. Therefore, try not to send any email text in capitals. If you want to learn more about making a positive impression with your email etiquette, send a note to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. I can teach you and your team the 30 do's and don'ts for email etiquette, including how to avoid getting into legal trouble. I am Sharon Hill, and I will teach you how to make a powerful first impression, even with your emails.
Thank you for listening to Minding Your Manners. If you have an etiquette question you'd like to have addressed on the show, send an email to manners@SharonHillInternational.com. This podcast is produced by Sharon Hill International. To inquire about sponsorship or to download past episodes, visit us at www.SharonHillInternational.com.